you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, episode 25.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Apophyllite. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on March 4th, 2023.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Apophyllite.
And now, here is Apophyllite performing on flute, violin, and electronics.
Hi, my name's Eric Clark. I play violin and do electronics and other compositional things.
I'm Christine Tavolacci, and I'm a flutist. And together,
we are Apophyllite.
So we've been playing music together since, I believe, 2004. But believe it or not, the last time we played together as a duo, I think, was somewhere around 2010. So it's been like quite a while.
Is that at the Blue Wheel?
Yeah.
The Blue Wheel.
It's been a long time. So when you guys asked us to put together a set, we kind of just came together with an amalgam of different things we've been working on independently and fused it together and had a loose structure. It was maybe 50-50 structured and improvised.
Yeah. I guess you could say that the first part was sampling different breath sounds from the flute.
Whistle tones.
Flute specific, and then some field recordings with that, with you improvising on top of it, mm-hmm. and ending with some violin and bass flute over top.
I think you should tell people what the recordings were.
Oh, the field recordings were from Opportunities recording on Mars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so the Opportunity rover recordings that they made mm-hmm. from Mars.
Yeah, literally, field recording on Mars.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess we were kind of thinking about music that doesn't really take place on Earth, even though here we are on Earth making the music, but, you know, we can bring our awareness elsewhere. Mm-hmm.
What does apophyllite represent?
Oh, it's a stone. So also, you know, sometimes when you look into stones, they kind of have their own little universes in them. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about the micro to the macro.
Yeah.
Cool. That's like such a great name for this music.
Yeah, honestly, it came about as I was bored just doing curious, looking around NASA.gov and seeing what stuff is out there. Mm-hmm. And then I got kind of into those recordings, and I just happened to like them. And it was never meant to be on top or anything, just kind of part of the whole. And I think the thing I liked most about it was the fact that this wasn't like in your face at all, any of it. Mm-hmm. It was just very subtle.
It was like on the liminal ends of both field recording and flute playing. It was so great.
Did it read as a field recording to you out there? No? Yeah.
No, I was like, how the fuck is he making her flute sound like that? I can't make my viola sound like that.
The flute was the flute.
Yeah.
The flute was the flute.
Yeah, the whistle tones.
I'm totally kidding.
I think you detuned them.
I'm holding myself back with the viola jokes.
Oh, yeah, no, come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. She needs it after that.
I did not know there were field recordings.
Yeah, but the beginning, it's all just my whistle tones. And that kind of came out of, I've been doing some commercial work, and I was asked, the prompt was creepy. So I was like, okay. So I was coming up with different variations of that. And one was I just kind of built this strange, I guess, universe out of just whistle sounds. And then I was like, well, whether or not it gets used for this project, let's use it here. And then you were researching all the NASA files, and we put those together, and then that's kind of it went from that point.
Yeah, and yeah, because like in 2010 or whenever we did it, it was also with Ableton like this.
Yeah,
we used samples of other pieces in that one.
Yeah, yeah, it was very different.
This all goes back to like 10 years ago and stuff. I guess we kind of took a break. I had about 8 different composers write me pieces for G string and 4 E string violins, and so it was sitting in my office for the past decade, and then we were kind of obsessed with E, the pitch, and so I decided, oh, I'll tune it down to E's, and that way I get to have I didn't like put exact tunings, but versus Christine's bass flute in that section, have
and voice.
Have very, cool. very close
tunings. Oh, you were doing voice, too.
To get beatings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The beating part was, like, so beautiful. So gentle and flawless. But, like, then all of a sudden there was, like, nothing but beatings for a few minutes or a few instances. It was
Yeah, I think half of that was you. And then I was singing and playing sometimes a quarter tone off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a half step. Kind of going somewhere between both of those.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for Southland, though, I do. I mean, something we have talked about because we formed that in 2013. Am I right? Okay, good. I'm horrible with dates, but it's been 10 years. So I know that we have like a huge body of pieces that we've performed. At this point, you know, we're looking at revisiting some of our favorite works that we've performed at some point.
Yeah.
That is definitely on the horizon.
And also probably going beyond just performance
and
but
recording.
Trying to do some recording professionally.
Yeah. There's a lot of like returns to work that we were doing maybe like a decade ago or
back to the roots.
Or something like that. So I think in the horizon I would say, you know, more revisiting music that means a lot to us, in one way or another.
Is this for Southland specifically or for you in general?
I think that was Southland specific.
Yeah, that's more for Southland.
Yeah, to get into Apophyllite. I definitely think that we want to explore it some more because it's been fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Probably flesh out a little bit more of the micro-universe ideas and maybe several of those in different...
Well, you know, there's nothing like a deadline and then you do something
exactly.
and then it's like, oh, that was really cool and really fun. And you don't want to overdo it to crush it, but at the same time, you still want to make it part of your being in some way. So that's great.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should do more.
It's been good, too, to have the balance, especially, you know, we perform a lot of other people's work. And, I mean, you have more of a background as a composer, but I've been enjoying just branching out with some of my own creations or creations of just the two of us. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. You can find me at christinetavolacci.com.
You can find me at ekmc.us. And you can find us both at southlandensemble.com.
Yeah, and then the violin, which just like, bam, and like brought it home.
I hope it wasn't that hitting you over the head, but cool.
It was so great.
Bam.
Bam. Eric picks up the four G stringed violin, and brings it home.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing. And our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeroniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.